بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This is our fourth session. For Arabic lessons in Hadith, level 3, المستوى الثالث, from the Islamic University Arabic Language Institute program. And today, we're going to take our fourth hadith, al-hadith al-rabi', and so let's get started. Hadith number 4 is on page 12, page 12 of our book. Before we read the hadith today, I'm just reminding you that the reason why I give these papers out is so that everybody can start practicing weekly, trying to write the hadith from memory. Instead of waiting until the end, we want to do it every week. We want to write the hadith from memory. That means don't copy from your book and don't copy from the board. Try to write it from memory as best you can. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes. That's okay. That's the point. The practice right now is the opportunity to make mistakes and then correct them. That's how you improve, okay? So please try to write the hadith every week. Try to practice on your own at home before you come to class, so that during the course of the week you should be able to improve, if not perfect, your ability to memorize and write the hadith from memory. Okay, hadith number 4 on page 12, al-hadithu al-rabi'u, meaning the fourth hadith. Its title or subject is fi hukmi al-akli fi aniyati ahli al-kitabi. Notice that all these words are taking kasra at the end, but for different reasons, right? Fi hukmi al-akli fi aniyati ahli al-kitabi. Okay, so let's just look at this quickly. The first word that is majrur, hukmi. Why is it majrur? Because harf jafi. The second word, al-akli, why is it majrur? Mudafun ilayhi, majrur. The third word, aniyati, why is it majrur? Ism majrur, the harf jafi. And ahli is majrur because of what? Mudafun ilayhi, and al-kitabi? Mudafun ilayhi. Tayyib, jayyid. The ruling, the meaning of this title, the ruling concerning eating and as well drinking in or from the utensils, the eating or drinking utensils of the people of the book, Ahl Kitab. And the people of the book, and as we'll see in this lesson today, are specifically Al-Yahud wa Nasara. Okay, hadith number 4, An Abi Sa'labata. Maybe I'll look at the board. Let me try to get over here so we can look at a couple of any endings of words, specifically the vowel endings and the ruling. Why is it, what is the Arab of these words? Okay, so first we have here, right? An Abi Sa'labata. Okay, Sa'labata. What is the Arab of Sa'labata? Mudafun ilay, finish. Mudafun ilay is majrur, is it? Okay, so Mudafun ilay majrur. The sign that it is majrur, it's not fi mahalli, it's majrur. It's majrur. The sign, it's not mabniun. You say fi mahalli jarif, it's mabniun. It's not mabniun. This is the sign of it being majrur is fatta because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Because it's mamnu min al-sarf. Okay, so an abi tha'alabata. Remember this, tha'alabata. The fatta is there because it's majrur, but it's mamnu min al-sarf. So the sign of it being majrur is going to be fatta instead of kasra. Okay, al-khushani. Also, it is majrur. Yani because of what? An Abi Tha'labata. And this right here, Al-Khushani. Also, yani majrur. Radiallahu anhu, Qala Qultu. Yani Qala Qultu. Same verb, right? Qala Yaqulu. Qala means what?
He said.
Qultu?
I said.
Qala, that is Abi Tha'labata. Al-Khushani, he said that. I said, قُلْتُ أَنَا, I said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. يعني, لفظ الجلالة is مجرور because of what? مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ. رَسُولَ, it's مُنَادَ مُضَافٌ. مضاف المنادى so it takes fatta. He said, I said, Ya Rasul Allah with fatta, رسول الله. What did he say to him? O Messenger of Allah, Inna, verily we, bi ardi qawmin, are in a land of a people. Ardi, yani bi ardi, harf jar, majroor, qawmin, mudafun ilayhi majroor, ahli kitabin. Yani ahli kitabin is explaining, who are these people? We are in the land of a people. Which people? Ahli kitabin, people of the book. And in some of the narrations in Bukhari and others, it has Ahli al-Kitab. And in any way, this is how it came here. In some of the narrations without Alif Lam, in some of the narrations with Alif Lam. Inna bi ardi qawmin Ahli Kitabin. We're in a land of the people who are from Ahlul Kitab. Afa na'kulu fi aniyatihim. Yani, this is a question. Fa means, yani, as a result of us being in this people, shall we then eat, na'akulu, fi, in, aniyatihim, their utensils? Shall we eat in their eating and drinking utensils? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala, he said, la ta'akulu fiha. Yani, this la is what kind of la? Nahiya, which makes the mudari verb majzoom. The sign that it's majzoom is?
Hadf the noon.
Originally, this word is ta'kuluna. The noon is deleted, showing that it's majzoom because of la and nahiya, meaning the la that is nahi, prohibition, do not. Not la nafiya. Nafiya, nafi means negation. Yani, they don't do it. But here he's saying do not do it, prohibiting them. La ta'kulu fiha. Don't eat in the utensils. Not lawful. It's not permissible to eat in your utensils. Then the Prophet ﷺ made exception. Illa. Except, in what case? And la tajidu, that you do not find غيرها, other than them. You don't find any contain anything to eat in other than that. So what will you eat in? In that case, you are forced by necessity. Don't do it. Don't eat in the utensils unless la tajidu غيرها. You don't find anything other than the utensils, fa, in that case, then, faghsiluha, then you must wash them. This is, ighsilu is the fi'l amr, command. Then, if you don't find anything to else eat to eat in, fagh, then you must wash them. Waqulu fiha, and eat in them. In some of the narrations has, faghsiluha, thumma qulu fiha, and some of the narrations, qulu fiha, washrabu, and also drink in them. Okay, one point here. Illa, except, and la tajidu غيرها. What is the Arab of tajidu huna? Be careful. Tajidu. Yani, originally this tajidu is from wajada yajidu antum tajiduna. Originally it's tajiduna. So, what is the Arab of tajidu? Be careful. Istithna? No, it's not having nothing to do with istithna. No. Huh? It's a fi'l mudari, na'am. Okay, is it mansub? Is it marfoon? Is it majzoom? Mansub. He says majzoom and he says mansub. Mansub? Huh? Mansub? Majzoom? Majzoom? Marfoon? Oh, we have three opinions. اختلف العلماء. Ibn marfoon. طيب, who knows for sure? Is it mansub or majzoom or marfoon? For sure. Mansoob, why? Because of N. This la is la nafiya, not negation. This is not la and nahiya, prohibition. This is la nafiya, negation. La nafiya does not change the mudari verb. It doesn't change it. What made it here lose the noon? It's not because it's majzoom, it's mansoob because of N. Because of N. N al-mastariya. N la tajidu غيرها فاغسلوها وكلوا فيها. Okay, this is grammatical points here. And we'll come back to some of those points in the explanation of the lesson. But let's go back to the hadith again just for reading. عن أبي ثعلبة الخشني رضي الله عنه قال He said, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّا verily we, يعني إِنَّا نَحْنُ إِنَّا verily we, indeed we, are بِأَرْضِ قَوْمٍ in the land of a people. Which people? أَهْلِ كِتَابٍ people of the book. أَفَنَأْكُلُ فِي آنِيَتِهِمْ shall we then, because we are in their land, shall we then eat in their utensils? The Prophet ﷺ قَالَ لَا تَأْكُلُوا فِيهَا do not eat in their utensils. إِلَّا except, يعني except necessity, ضروري. إِلَّا and لا تجدوا غيرها. You don't find anything other than their utensils. Nothing else to eat in except theirs. Huh? In that case, when you travel, bring your own utensils with you. إلا أن لا تجدوا غيرها. Except you don't find anything other than them. فاغسلوها. Then you must wash them. وكلوا فيها and eat in them. Huh?
Wash.
Wash. Yani, and some of the narrations, فَغْسِلُوهَا بِالْمَاءِ wash it, W-A-S-H, with water. Yani, wash it. You have to wash them. Now, that's for the kelb. وَقُلُوا فِيهَا and eat in them. Yani, in the utensils. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ agreed upon means what? Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, any question about the wording, the vocabulary, any word you don't know or something? Naam.
Afana'kulu.
Yes. Naam. This word.
Plural.
Now
it's plural, but
there
is kulu, lam,
wow,
alif.
Tayyib. Wow. Let's go back here first, right? You said this is plural. Naam. Na'kulu means nahnu na'kulu. Go ahead. So what's the next part of the question? Here?
Like this.
Slow down, brothers. Too many people talking. I can't understand what he's saying.
This should be plural?
No.
This is plural. Na'kulu is plural. That's the plural form for first person. Plural is na'kulu, najlisu, naqra'u, naktubu. That's plural. First person plural is with noon. First person plural is nahnu najlisu.
Yes, but kulu is kaf
lam. Here kulu. This is fi'l amr here. This is fi'l amr. This is kulu antum. Second person plural. This is first person plural. Every verb has different form, right?
I say there should be waw and alif.
No, there shouldn't be any waw in na'kulu. There shouldn't be any waw in ta'kulu. This is the form of the mudari verb ta'kuluna. There's no, yani the waw is here. But it's the noon that we are missing here.
Yeah.
But this is the plural second person form for the mudari verb. Ta'kuluna, tajlisuna, taktubuna. Okay? This is the plural form for first person. Najlisu, nakra'u, naktubu, nadribu. This is plural first person. That's plural. Ta'kuluna, second person. This is fi'l amra, and this is fi'l amra. Second person plural. Faghsilu. Second person plural. Kulu. Second person plural. Yani each verb has its own form. So go back and review the forms of the verbs. Mudari, fi'l amr, and so on. Okay, also we are having past tense, present tense, fi'l amr, fi'l mudari. We have to look at reviewing the verb forms, okay? But what is important here, the main thing that I want to point out, is here the noon is deleted. Because this is la and nahiyah. Here the noon is deleted in tajidu, la tajidu, because of n. It's mansub, n la tajidu. Okay? And here this is the normal form of the verb. And you say, yani igsil, igsilu, yani second person plural, and kulu, yani the singular is kul, kul, like eat. And this is plural, kulu. Okay, any other question about the words, vocabulary words, especially if you don't know any of the meaning of the words? Because very important when you memorize the hadith, you have to know the meaning of the words. Okay, this hadith came in a few parts. The first part of the hadith, An Abi Tha'labat al-Khushani radiallahu anhu qala, yani he said, I said, O Messenger of Allah. First part of the hadith. Qala qultu ya Rasulullah. I said, O Messenger of Allah. Inna bi ardi qawmin ahli kitabin. That's his first statement. O Messenger of Allah, verily we are in a land of a people from Ahl Kitab. Okay, that's his opening statement. O Messenger of Allah, we are in a land of the people of Ahl Kitab. أَفَنَأْكُلُ فِي آنِيَتِهِمْ. Shall we then eat in their utensils? That's his second statement, his question. We're in the land of the people of the book, therefore, shall we eat in their utensils? Third part of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ. لَا تَأْكُلُوا فِيهَا. Do not eat in them. And last part of the hadith, exception, إِلَّا أَنْ لَا تَجِدُوا غَيْرَهَا. If you don't find anything else, فَغْسِلُوهَا. Then wash them, وَكُلُوا فِيهَا. And eat in them. Any question about the meaning of the words? Okay, let's look at what the explanation of this hadith, what came in the book. And then, there's one point that I want to mention here. Muttafaqun alayh. This hadith is agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. However, this exact wording, this is the meaning of the hadith as it came in Bukhari and Muslim and others. This is the meaning of the hadith. However, the wording is slightly different in Bukhari. It came in different books, At-Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, Nasai, in a lot of different books, Bukhari and Muslim, but the wording is slightly different. When I looked for it in Bukhari with this exact wording, I didn't find it. And finally, I was assisted by a quote from Sheikh Al-Albani in Irwa al-Galil. He said, Tanbi, pay attention. إِنَّ اللَّفْظَ الَّذِي فِي الْكِتَابِ لَمْ أَرَاهُ بِتَمَامِهِ إِنَّ أَحَدْ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُخَرِّجِينَ وَأَقْرَبَ الْأَلْفَاظِ إِلَيْهِ مَا عِنْدَ الْبُخَارِي فِي رِوَايَةِ. Yani, he said, this exact wording that we are looking at here, and it came in a lot of books of hadith like this with this wording. Sheikh Al-Albani said, this exact wording, I didn't find it precisely, exactly, بِتَمَامِهِ, exactly word for word, in any of those who narrated the hadith. Yani, Bukhari or Muslim or other than him, with the exact wording here. But the nearest wording that I found to it is that which came in Bukhari, in a narration in Bukhari, where it says, Ataytu Rasulullah. Yani, here we have what? Qultu, qala qultu ya Rasulullah. But in the narration, Shaykh al-Albani said the nearest one he found was Ataytu Rasulullah, faqultu ya Rasulullah. Yani, in the beginning of it, he said, I came to the Messenger of Allah, faqultu ya Rasulullah, like we have here. Faqultu ya Rasulullah. Inna bi ardi qawmin ahl al-kitabi. We are in the land of the people of the book, like we have here. But here he didn't say, أَفَنَأْكُلُ. He said, نَأْكُلُ فِي آنِيَتِهِمْ. Yani, it's as though he's making a statement, or he's making a question, but without the question word, without Hamzat al-Istifham. Yani, أَنَأْكُلُ. He didn't say, أَنَأْكُلُ. أَفَنَأْكُلُ. He just said, نَأْكُلُ فِي آنِيَتِهِمْ. Maybe in the intonation, when you speak, you can say, نَأْكُلُ. Shall we eat? That's a question without using a question word, right? The Prophet ﷺ said, قَالَ إِن وَجَدْتُمْ غَيْرَ آنِيَتِهِمْ. If you found other than their utensils, فَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِيهَا. Then don't eat in theirs, if you found something else. Yani, this is the same meaning here. He said, don't eat in them unless you don't find anything else. Here in this narration he said, if you find something else, then don't eat in them. But that's the meaning here, right? If he said, don't eat in them unless you don't find anything else, then the meaning is, if you find something else, don't eat in them. Don't eat in them, if you find something else. So here he said, if you find other than the utensils, فَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِيهَا, then don't eat in them. وَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا, but if you don't find anything else, فَغْسِلُوهَا ثُمَّ كُلُوا فِيهَا. Then wash them, and then eat in them. In another narration, in Bukhari also, Shaykh al-Bani mentions, he says, فَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِي آنِيَتِهِمْ. Then don't eat, like we have, فَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِيهَا. فَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِيهَا. He says, فَلَا تَأْكُلُوا فِي آنِيَتِهِمْ. Yani, he mentions the word specifically, the utensils. إِلَّا أَنْ لَا تَجِدُوا. Like we have here, إِلَّا أَنْ لَا تَجِدُوا. But he has, instead of غَيْرَهَا, إِلَّا أَنْ لَا تَجِدُوا بُدًّا. Yani, unless you don't find any other way. And you can't escape from it, except to eat in them. That's the meaning of بُدًّا. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا بُدًّا. So if you don't find any escape from this, فَغْسِلُوهَا وَقُلُوا فِيهَا, exactly the way it came here. So if you look at these narrations, and there are other narrations in Jamil Usul, Ibn Athiyah mentions the narration of Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Nasa'i, and the closest was the narration in Bukhari, and there's also a narration in At-Tirmidhi that's very close to this narration, and I mention it only because it brings another benefit. And that narration in Tirmidhi, it says, "Inna ahlu safar," we are people who travel, and he travel a lot. Tamurru bil Yahudi wal Nasara wal Majusi, and we pass by the Jews, the Christians, the Jews, and the Magians. Fala tajidu ghayra aniyatihim, and we don't find any utensils other than theirs. Qala fa in lam tajidu ghayraha, so if you don't find anything other than that, faghsiluha bil ma'i, then wash it with water. ثم قلوا فيها واشربوا, then eat in it and also drink. This narration came in Tirmidhi. It brought a couple of benefits. He mentioned Yajus, Majus, and he also mentioned eating and drinking in them. But the meaning is still the same. Yeah, and if you don't find any other utensils, then you may eat in them. Otherwise, if you find other utensils, do not eat in them. This is the meaning. So I'm only bringing these narrations. Only two narrations came in Bukhari. That's very close, almost the exact wording here, but not quite. Yani one of them came just like this. Yani qala qultu ya Rasulullah, in this narration of Bukhari came qala qultu ya Nabiyullah inna bi ardi qawmin ahli kitab, exactly like that, except ya Rasulullah came ya Nabiyullah. So the purpose of me mentioning this is not to yani cause you to become confused, but to remind us of what the importance of yani being exact in the narration of the hadith. Unless, according to some scholars, a person is narrating hadith bil ma'ana, yani al-riwaya bil ma'ana, yani you're narrating the hadith according to its meaning. But this is not permissible, according to the scholars who allow it, unless the person is an alim in Arabic language, an alim in ahkam shar'iyya, a person who has knowledge, so that if they narrate the meaning, they're not going to use a different word that actually brings a different meaning. But they're going to bring a word or an expression that has the exact same meaning. Because they're what? Alim in Arabic language, alim in ahkam al-shar'i, and so on. So some of the scholars, they narrated like this. They narrated this hadith like this. And from amongst them who narrated with this exact wording is Al-Imam al-Sana'ani, the great scholar from Yemen of hadith, in his explanation of Bulugh Maram Subl al-Salam. He narrated this hadith with this exact wording, and he said, just as we have it here, muttafaqun alayh. And likewise, Al-Imam Al-Mubarak Fouri, the great scholar of hadith from India, in his explanation of Sunan At-Tirmidhi, he also narrated this hadith with these exact wording. He said, rawa al-shaykhan an abi thalabata al-khushani, that the two sheikhs, he means by them who? Al-Imam Al-Bukhari wa Imam Muslim. They have narrated from abi thalabata al-khushani, قال قلت يا رسول الله إن بأرض قوم أهل كتاب أفنأكلوا في آنيتهم قال لا تأكلوا فيها إلا أن لا تجدوا غيرها فاغسلوها وقلوا فيها. Exact wording as we came here. So from this we can see that the scholars of hadith have narrated this hadith, some of them with this wording, which is the meaning of the wording in Bukhari. Yani it's the meaning of it, but slight different expression, having the exact same meaning. I just want to bring that to our attention as a benefit in terms of what? Benefit in terms of understanding that it is permissible to narrate hadith by meaning, but with conditions. It's not permissible to narrate hadith by meaning the way we do it in America, for example. We just say, I read a hadith and it said something like this. And then we give something that's far from what the Prophet ﷺ said. But in our minds, yani, it's something like this. Riwaya bil ma'ana, yani al ma'ana, the meaning.
Yeah, that was my question, because we simply have it like this, can we use the Bukhari or we can use?
You can use any one you want. You can use the narration of Bukhari, either of those, even the narration of Bukhari, they're different wording. They don't have the exact same wording. They have different wording, but the meaning of each of those wording is really the same. It's just that some of them a little bit longer or a little bit shorter. There's some extra, yani another topic that's mentioned in some of the narrations about hunting with a dog that's trained and not trained, and some of the narration mentions that in addition to this particular topic. So the point is, if you want to narrate any one of those narrations in Bukhari with different wordings, no problem. Pick the one you like and narrate it the way you want to narrate it. It came from Bukhari, you're safe. You narrate from Muslim, you narrate the narration from Tirmidhi that I mentioned, no problem. It's no problem. The wording is a little bit different from one narration in Bukhari to the other. It's a little bit different from Tirmidhi to Bukhari. It's a little bit different, the narration Nasa'i is different. But the meaning is the same. So whichever narration you take, no problem. If you narrate this one as Al-Imam al-San'ani and Al-Imam al-Mubarak 40, or as some of the other scholars mentioned, if you narrate it with this meaning, also no problem. The point is, yani when you narrate by meaning, you don't narrate according to how you think the meaning is. But if the scholars have narrated by meaning, we can take it. Yani there were some scholars, they were known to narrate hadith by meaning. Meaning sometimes they might exchange a word for a word, because they know that that's the meaning, but maybe they didn't remember, is it Ya Nabiullah or Ya Rasulullah? Really, it doesn't change the meaning of the hadith. Is there a difference between Rasul and Nabi? That's a far, you know, distant issue from what we're talking about here. But the point is, if a person said, I said Ya Rasulullah, or I said Ya Nabiullah, yani even if you came back and said, I heard him say Ya Nabiullah, and actually he said Ya Rasulullah, there's no harm in that, because the meaning is exactly the same. Yani he's addressing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his title, Rasul or Nabi, no problem. Okay? So the person who yani wants to narrate by meaning should narrate as the scholars have narrated, not by my own mind, what I think should be the meaning. Now,
okay, so
it's the hadith muttafaqun alayh means narrated by both Bukhari, both al-Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim agreed that it is sahih. Not that they agreed in the wording of it, they agreed that it's sahih. Yani muttafaqun alayh means that both Bukhari and Muslim agreed this hadith to be sahih. So that's why it's strong, because both of them said it's sahih. Not that Bukhari and Muslim have the same wording. That's why sometimes we see muttafaqun alayh wa lafdhul Bukhari, or we say muttafaqun alayh wa lafdhul Muslim. Yani the exact word, it may be from Muslim, it may be from Bukhari. Or as in this hadith here that we had last week, yani akhrajahu Ahmad wa Ibn Majah, huh? And we said wal Bayhaqi. This wording is actually the wording of Bayhaqi. So we should say there, wal Bayhaqi, wal lafdhul Bayhaqi. It's not the wording that we have here in the book is not from Ahmed. It's from Bayhaqi. But the wording from Ahmed is as Abdul Haq narrated it. Yani, al-hutu fal-hutu wal-jaradu, al-kabidu wal-tihalu. Yani, the opposite wording of the opposite arrangement of the words here. Okay? But in any case, as long as you say, yani, that it's narrated by somebody, whoever has narrated this hadith, if you say the wording is from so-and-so, then use the wording that came from him. No.
So once you said, like, once you said that you don't have to not to admit to Bayhaqi,
no, if you, any, the reason why we said Sunan al-Kubra, because Bayhaqi has more than one book of hadith, right? He has more than one book of hadith. So we want to know which book had, he narrated in Sunan al-Kubra. He didn't narrate it in Sunan al-Sugra. He narrated in Sunan al-Kubra. When you say Bayhaqi, person might be unsure. Which one of books of Bayhaqi are you talking about? Because he has more than one book. Two famous books, I mean, that is popular, Sunan al-Kubra, which is a big book of hadith, and Sunan al-Sugra, which is a smaller book of hadith. And he didn't narrate the same hadith all the time. Some of them that are in Kubra are also in Sugra. But some of them in Kubra, not in Sugra. So that's the point, okay? So if you say al-Bayhaqi, it's okay, but be more specific, fi Sunan al-Kubra, wallahu lahu, and we'll stop here and get back to the hadith. Hadith for today gives us a couple of words for meaning and some grammatical points that we need to pay attention to. The first word for meaning that we have, ma'ani al-kalimat, or the only expression that they gave us the meaning of, is ahlu al-kitabi. And ahlu al-kitabi means al-yahudi wal-nasara. Ahlu al-kitabi means the Jews and the Christians. This is what is agreed upon by most of the scholars of Sunnah, that the expression Ahlul Kitab refers exclusively to Jews and Christians and not to anyone else. On the next page, 13, top of the page, it says Idahat Nahwiyatun, and there should be a shadda on the Ya before the Ta Marbuta. Nahwiyatun, because Nahwi means grammatical, or Nahwi means the person who's a grammarian. He's called a Nahwi, yani a specialist in Arabic grammar, and this yani field of Arabic language is called Nahwu. If you attribute something to Nahu, then you say Nahwi. Here it is, yani because of the plural, غير عاقل became Nahwi, became Nahwiyatun. So what we mean here is idahat nahwiyatun, yani grammatical illustrations or explanations or clarifications. The expression afana'kulu, shall we then eat? Yani question afa then na'kulu, shall we then eat? Idha, the point here that we want to look at is idha dakhalat hamzatul istifham, yani the hamza that's in the beginning of this expression a afana'kulu, that a idha dakhalat hamzatul istifham, yani the hamza that is for the purpose of making a statement into a question, if it is used ala jumlatin ma'atufatin bil wawi aw bil fa'i aw bil thumma, yani any of these conjunctions, any of these conjunctions, yani waw or fa or thumma, thumma, if any of these are used in a sentence and you change it into a question by using a, yani hamzatul istifham, if idha dakhala hamzatul istifham ala jumlatin ma'atufatin, yani there's a sentence that's connected to another sentence, the connecting letter is waw or fa or thumma. Waw meaning n, fa meaning then, thumma meaning after some time, thumma. If hamzatul istifham is used on a sentence that's connected to a previous sentence and the connecting letter is waw or fa or thumma, quddimat ala al-aatifi, then the hamzatul istifham is giving precedence, it comes first before the letter of Aqf, before the fa or the waw or the thumma. Yani this is exclusive to hamzatul istifham. Any other question word like kaif or hal or mata, yani is the opposite rule. Yani meaning the harf atf, the waw or the fa comes first and then hal or then kaifa or then whatever. But with hamzatul istifham it comes first and then waw and then fa and then thumma. Okay? So this is a special rule for hamzatul istifham. It comes before the particle of conjunction, harf al-atf. For example, awa raja'ta, it should be the ayn in raja' should be ayn with sukoon, yani raja'ta, awa raja'ta min makkata, yani the waw here means an raja'ta, you returned from Mecca. Now I want to ask a question, an, is it so that you returned from Mecca? Awa raja'ta, so the hamzat al-istifham comes before the waw. That's the point. It comes before the waw. The second example. Intaha ad-dars al-an. The lesson has ended now. Afa nakhruju ya ustadhu, shall we then go out, O teacher? Yani the fa, yani after intaha ad-dars al-an, a fa nakhruju. Yani fa nakhruju is a particle, a conjunction. The hamzat al-istifham comes before it. Whereas if it was a different question word, then the fa would come and then the question word. Well, but hamzat al-istifham, it comes first before the fa, or before the waw, or before thumma. So we say, afa nakhruju, not fa anakhruju, but afa. And the third example, nadhhabu al-ana ila al-maktabati. We are going now to the library, or to the bookstore. Athumma narji'u ila al-fasli, shall we then after that return to the classroom? And again, hamza comes before waw, comes before fa, comes before thumma. After this, these are examples of the hamza til istifham coming before waw, fa and thumma in a conjunction, in a sentence that's connected to a previous sentence. Shawahid dhalika min al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Now here are examples or shawahid that yani bear witness to this rule from the noble Quran. Yani examples from the Quran. Surah Ar-Rum, 30th surah, 9th ayat. Qala ta'ala, Allah the Most High said, awalam yasiru fil ard, awalam yasiru fil ard, meaning naam, did they not travel in the earth? Yani did they not travel through the earth? The hamzat al-istifham coming before the waw. Likewise in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, 88th surah, 17th ayat. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Most High said, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. يعني again, أَفَا, the Hamzatul Istifham coming before the Fa. Did they not, or do they not, يَنْظُرُونَ, look, يعني consider, reflect upon the camel, how it is created. Third example, with ثُمَّ, أَثُمَّ, يعني قال تعالى, Allah the Most High said, أَثُمَّ إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ آمَنْتُ بِهِ. يعني here Hamzatul Istifham again coming before ثُمَّ, يعني meaning when it has actually happened, when it has occurred. يعني إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ, if when it actually happened, ثُمَّ, when it happened, آمَنْتُم بِهِ, you would then believe only when it happened. يعني Allah told you it's going to happen, but you didn't believe until it befell you. This is the meaning, right? This is from Surah to Yunus, 11th Surah, 51st Ayat. And again, the point from these three ayats is what? That Hamzatul Istifham precedes Wow or Fa or Thumma. Hada. Okay, so this is what we wanted to say. Yani this is the point in reference to Hamzatul Istifham. Hada means, yani what we have said. What we have said, yani up until now. Okay, we finished with that. Now we want to say something else. Wa adawatul istifham ukhra tata'akharu an hurufi al-atfi. Adawat al-istifham, other instruments for asking a question. Other instruments for asking a question, tata'akharu, come after the huruf al-atf, yani the conjunctions, like fa, or waw, or thumma. Other, yani adawat al-istifham, meaning the instruments or the tools, yani the words that are used for asking a question. Okay, so now they give us examples. Likewise, yani from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 101st Ayat, wa kayfa takfuruna. Yani kayfa is from the adawat istifham. Instead of it coming before the waw like hamzatul istifham, it comes after the waw. Wa kayfa, not kayfa wa takfuruna. How? Wa kayfa takfuruna. Yani meaning that the adawat of istifham, they come after the particles of conjunction except hamzatul istifham. Second example, Surah At-Taqwir. I don't know, Surah At-Taqwir is what, 81 or something like that. I think it's 81. Somebody check for me. Ayat 26, Surah At-Taqwir. I think it's Surah 81. 81? 81, let me write that so I forget next time. 81. Ayat 26. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. The particle fa after is coming the question word. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So, where are you going? And the third example, Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 91st Ayat, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. And again, the fa, the part, the conjunction, the question word is coming after it, in all cases except with Hamzatul Istifham. So the meaning here, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. So will you then, yani cease, stop from this. Okay, so the point here, this ibahat nahwiyah, this clarification, grammatical clarification, is in reference to words that are used to ask a question. There are two rules. Hamzatul istifham precedes waw, fa, and thumma. Other question words come after them. That's the rule here. These are examples from the Quran for both, yani for hamzatul istifham and other words and other examples also that they gave. Any question about this rule? Yani when you have a sentence that is being joined by a conjunction, and then after some time a conjunction is joining a sentence to a previous sentence, huh? If that second sentence that's joined to the previous sentence is going to be a question with hell or kaif or hamzatul istifham, if it's hamzatul istifham, the hamzatul istifham comes first before the conjunction. If it's any other question word, then it comes after the conjunction. That's the rule. Any question? Kaifa. What is the meaning of it?
No. Is it sharp or istifham?
No. Here it is istifham. Adawat istifham. Kaifa wa aina wa hal. All these are adawat istifham. Okay. Meaning of the hadith. Meaning of the hadith. On the bottom of page 13, ma'na al hadith. Okay, look at this hadith, right? The hadith that we have for today. on the authority of Abi Tha'lata al-Khushani radiyallahu anhu qala qultu ya Rasulullah. He said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, we are in a land of a people from the people of the book. Shall we then eat in their utensils? He said, do not eat in them unless you do not find other than them. In that case, then you must wash them. Wash, yani with water. Wash them and eat in them. Yani, and then you may eat in them. Meaning of the hadith. Meaning, yani he's explaining the hadith maybe with a few different words. Just changing the words a little bit, maybe to make it a little bit more simple and you can understand more clarity, yani, from what is understood from this hadith. Qala Abu Tha'labah, yani Abu Tha'labah, he said, Al-Khushani, he said, li Rasulillah, he's speaking to the Messenger of Allah, and he said, naskunu fi ardi al-Yahud wal-Nasara, we are living, residing in the land of the Jews and the Christians. And as we saw in some of the narrations, say we are traveling through the lands of the Jews and the Christians and the Magians. Afayajuzu lana, yani the question afa na'kulu means, is it he's asking, shall we eat? He means, excuse me, is it permissible? Afayajuzu lana, is it permissible for us to eat in their utensils, in their vessels, the eating and drinking utensils? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تأكلوا فيها, do not eat in them, إلا أن لا تجدوا غيرها, except that you don't find anything other than them, فاغسلوها, then wash them, وكلوا فيها, and eat in them. Any question about the meaning of this hadith? Okay, very important from this hadith, yani in our study of hadith, not only we are learning some grammatical points and vocabulary words, but we're also learning, yani we're memorizing the hadith. And most important, memorizing this hadith is for what purpose? To understand what Allah has prohibited, and what Allah has allowed, and what Allah loves, and what Allah dislikes. That's what we're studying the hadith for. For the ahkam, what are the rulings in this hadith that we learn from this? Ahkam, adab, and so on. So, ما يستفاد من الحديث من أحكام. So what can be benefited from the hadith in terms of legal rulings? And there are two legal rulings mentioned here. And of course, there could be more, but those which are obvious, the first of them, كِرَاهَةُ الْأَكْلِ فِي آنِيَةِ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. Yani that it is makruh. Kiraha means it's disliked. It is hated to eat in the utensils of the Jews and the Christians. Why? لِأَنَّهَا قَدْ تُسْتَعْمَلُ لِأَكْلِ لَحْمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَشُرْبِ الْخَمْرِ. Why is it disliked in the utensils? Because قَدْ تُسْتَعْمَلُ, yani it is very likely that they have been used for the eating of the flesh of pig, swine, and the drinking of intoxicants, wine. So it's disliked to eat in the utensils. The second point, جواز أكل الشرب والأكل والشرب فيها بعد غسلها للضرورة. يعني the first ruling is what is disliked to eat in the utensils and why? Because it's likely they have been used for unclean things. The second ruling is, even though it's disliked, it's permissible to eat and to drink in those containers. Yani eating and drinking utensils of the Christians and Jews. After, but it's permissible when? After washing them, لِلْدَرُورَةِ. Yani after washing them, لِلْدَرُورَةِ for necessity. For necessity. Meaning, if it's not a necessity, you can't just say, well, I'll wash it and eat in it. No. Yani it's permissible to eat in it after washing, only in the situation where it's a necessity. How do we know that? Because he said, don't eat in it, إِلَّا أَن لَا تَجِدُ غَيْرَهَا. And you didn't find anything else to eat in, that's a necessity. So the Prophet ﷺ made clear to us in this hadith that it's not permissible to eat in them, it's disliked to eat in them, but if you are forced by necessity, then you have to wash them. In that case, you can wash and eat in them. Questions? Questions? We started a little bit late because of combining the prayers, so we're going to take a few extra minutes to complete the questions. أسئلة, questions. First question, من الذي أخرج هذا الحديث؟ من الذي أخرج هذا الحديث؟ أبو بكر.
أخرجه البخاري ومسلم.
أخرجه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله. Question number two. ما معنى الحديث المتفق عليه? What is the meaning of this expression? الحديث المتفق عليه. نعم عبد الحق. نعم معناه أخرجه البخاري ومسلم. The meaning of الحديث المتفق عليه means it has been reported by البخاري and Muslim. And we can add to that. نعم أجمع يعني that the two of them متفق عليه. Yeah, but what I want to add to it though, important here, is that Bukhari and Muslim both made as a condition that they wouldn't collect any hadith in their book unless it is sahih. So when you say Bukhari has narrated it, that means that it's sahih. When you say that Muslim has narrated it in his sahih, it means that the hadith is sahih. So when we say it's collected by Bukhari and Muslim, we are saying that both Bukhari and Muslim have agreed that it's sahih. Because by them collecting it in their book, that means they consider it to be sahih. So when we say agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, not just they both narrated it, but if they both narrated it, it means what? That they both agreed that it is authentic. And this is why this is the most authentic level of a hadith. The strongest level of a hadith being authentic is that which is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, and then that which Bukhari alone considered to be sahih, and the third level is that which Imam Muslim alone considered to be sahih. Question number three. Ya Rasulullah, inna bi ardi qawmin ahli kitab, afa na'kulu fi aniyatihim. من الذي سأل هذا السؤال مصطفى؟ من الذي يعني who is the one who asked this question? أبو سعلمة الخشني. نعم. Question number four. ما حكم الأكل في آنية اليهود والنصارى? What is the ruling concerning eating in the utensils of the Jews and the Christians? Be careful with this question. No. Somebody who didn't answer yet. Nobody that didn't answer? Okay, Musa. What is the ruling concerning eating in the utensils of the Jews and Christians?
Karahatu ahli.
Okay. Karahatu ahli. Yani that is makruh. He's saying the ruling is that is makruh. Can we add to this something?
La ta'kulu fiha.
Because the Prophet said, don't eat in it. Uh-huh. Except?
Illa,
illa, and la tajidu ghayraha. Waqulu fiha. Anybody else want to add to this yani, ruling of eating in utensils of Jews and Christians? Now.
Jawazu.
Jawazu. بعد غسلها للضرورة. يعني that it is permissible to eat in them for necessity, in case of necessity after washing them. ضرورة. الضرورة means necessity. So, and we can say that the ruling from eating in these containers is that it's makruh, it's disliked. But it's also permissible in case of necessity after, with the condition that you wash them first. Okay, ما مفرد الآنية. What is the singular of الآنية? نعم نصير. Oh, you know. Okay, إناء. The singular of آنية is إناء. طيب, and what is the plural of آنية? The plural of آنية. يعني the singular is إناء. The plural is آنية. And what is the جمع جم? The plural of the plural.
Huh?
أوانٍ. الناي لا أوانٍ. أوانٍ اسم منكوس. أوانٍ أوانٍ like على وزن مفاعل with the ya being deleted from the end. طيب question number 6. أدخل حمزة الاستفهام وهل على الجملتين الآتيتين. Here are two sentences. They want you to reword the sentences, making them into a question using حمزة الاستفهام and then using hal, keeping in mind what? That the rule when you put make a statement into a question, if it's Hamza to the istifham, it has to come first. If it's any other question word, it has to come after. Abdul Haq. Okay, the statement is, فندخلوا. Now you want to make it into a question. فهل ندخلوا؟ فهل, هل coming after فا. If we use همزة الاستفهام, أفنأخلوا. يعني همزة الاستفهام coming first. The second statement is وقرأتم هذا الدرس. وقرأتم هذا الدرس. And you all have read this lesson. Make it into a question. يعني have you all read this lesson? Huh? هل. What about the wow? وهل. وهل قرأتم هذا الدرس. If you use همزة الاستفهام. أوقرأتم أوقرأتم هذا الدرس أوقرأتم هذا الدرس نعم. Okay, this is the end of this hadith. I just want to look at the next hadith in case يعني you want to start memorizing early. Before I do that, it says please explain the differences in meaning and on translation of rawahu and akhrajahu. يعني there's a technical difference يعني, but rawahu means that it's narrated by, literally rawa يعني it's narrated by. Akhraja means yani to bring something out. Yani kharaja means to go out. Akhraja means to bring it out, to cause it to come out. So the meaning here of akhraja, right, it means that a scholar of hadith has brought forth this hadith with its origins. Yani technically akhraja means that the scholar has brought forth this hadith with its origins, meaning with the chain of narration and where it came from. Where it came from. Huh? Can you start writing? Yani the hadith? You can start writing, but to hold it, before you start writing, I just want to read the hadith from last, for next week. Rawa means like the meanings are almost the same, but yani specifically, linguistically, rawa means to narrate something. Doesn't necessarily mean that you brought the chains of narration, that who it Bukhari narrated from who like this. It just means that you narrated. Okay, so you narrated the hadith. But when you say akhraja, means you brought it forth fully, yani from wherever it came from with its sources and its origin. Okay, next week's hadith, al-hadith al-khamisu on page 15. Yani its title is fi hubbi an-nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam litayammuni yani fi hubbi, concerning love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, li tayammuni tayammuni with shadda on the meme tayammuni litayammuni yani the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of doing things with the right first, right hand, right foot, yani combing the right side of the head first, putting on the right shoe first, and so on like this. That the Prophet loved, he preferred, he was pleased to do it in this manner. The hadith an Aisha ta yani majrur wa lam tujarrihi fatha lianhu mamnu min as-sarf an Aisha ta radiyallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, qalat, she said, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'jibuhu at-tayammunu yani the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to be pleased, he used to prefer, he used to love at-tayammunu, yani doing, starting with the right in noble, honorable things. And then she mentions some of the things that he preferred starting with the right. All of these are from the things of nobility and yani goodness. Yani yu'jibuhu at-tayammunu fi tana'ulihi. Tana'ulihi, putting on his na'al, his sandals. Naam. Wa tarajjulihi. Tarajjulihi, combing his hair with the right side first. وَتُهُورِهِ, and in his purification, yani wudu, ghusl, and things like this. وَفِي شَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ, and in his affair, yani كُلِّهِ, all of it, yani meaning in all of his affairs. Again, عَنَ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا, on the authority of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, قَالَتْ, she said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to يُعْجِبُهُ, be pleased with التَيَمُّنُ, doing things with the right first. Fi, for example, fi تَنَعُولِهِ, and putting on his sandals. وَتَرَجُّلِهِ, and combing his hair. وَتُهُورِهِ, in the processes of purification. وَفِي شَأْنِهِ كُلِّهِ, and in all of his affairs. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, agreed upon. by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. I wanted to go back to the Muqaddama fi ilm al-hadith, but anyway, we're at the end of our time, so next week, inshallah, we'll try to read something from the introduction to the science of hadith. Please go back and look at the introduction to the science of hadith in this book, and remember the definition of hadith, and also remember whatever we have covered up until now concerning this introduction. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.